Hey everyone, my name is Seja, and you're listening to the second episode of Seja Speaks. So as I mentioned in my last episode, I've been trying to answer this question in my capstone for the past couple months. Did the three Abrahamic religions all come with the same core message of the oneness of God? But I've been trying to answer this question for more than the past couple months. I actually took a research methods class last semester, and for the final, we had to do a digital humanities research project. And my first failed strategy, was to do a text analysis on the three main texts of each of the religions, or the main text of each religion. Before I could even do that, I had to figure out which books were considered the main texts. I kind of used my knowledge about Islam and my fundamental understanding of Islam and tried to compare or find analogous texts in Judaism and Christianity. So in Islam, we have the Quran, and the Quran is the word of God, and it was revealed to the Prophet more than 1400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad more than 1400 years ago. We also have a hadith, which are the words and actions of the Prophet. So one of them is the words of God, and one of them is words of the Prophet. Within the Quran, we have quotes or sayings of prophets. So we have both those aspects. I was looking into Christianity, I found that there's the Bible, which is made up of the New Testament and the Old Testament, but there's more than one version of it. There's no complete version of the original Bible in the original text, which is thought to be Aramaic. And then there's Judaism, which is made up of many texts. There's the Tanakh, which is made up of three books, the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. And sometimes these three books are considered the Torah. And then there's the Torah itself, and there's the Talmud. And the Talmud is kind of like an interpretation or commentary on the verses themselves by scholars. So what I initially wanted to do was to take the Quran, a translation of the Quran, because the Quran is in Arabic, a translation of the Quran, and compare it to books in Christianity and Judaism that are analogous to the Quran. And so my first question was, are there any books in Christianity or Judaism where the author is God? And trying to look this up online was not extremely successful, and trying to ask people, I got different answers. So no one really said that any of these books were God's words, rather they were the words of a prophet or of other people. Especially in Judaism, there's like the first five books in the Torah. Some scholars say that they're written by Moses himself, and some say that it was written after his death or written by other people. And so I didn't really know how to compare these three, but I tried anyway. So as I was saying, I was doing the text analysis, so I wasn't sure for Judaism if I should do the Torah or the Tanakh. And for Christianity, I wasn't sure if I should just do the New Testament or the New Testament and Old Testament, because the Old Testament is common in both Christianity and Judaism. So I decided to do both of those for Christianity, both the New Testament by itself and the combination of New and Old, and to do the Tanakh in its entirety and the Torah for Judaism, while for Islam, I just did the Quran. So my initial plan was to do TF-IDF, to run these texts through TF-IDF. And TF-IDF basically finds word frequencies, tells you how many times or which words were repeated the most often, and the significance of specific words. So it kind of filters out the words that were repeated too often, words like the, a, that, and it only gives you the significant words, so you can kind of analyze or compare the significant words in each text. Unfortunately, after like lots of tweaking with the code and many hours and asking a lot of people for help, we couldn't get it just right. Even we could run like short texts through the system, through the code, but the longer texts wouldn't work. So I found some website online, and I ran the text through that, which gave me raw word frequencies and percentages, but it didn't give me significance, and so I kind of had to work around that issue. after I finally obtained the data, I wasn't exactly sure how to interpret it. And I kind of realized that doing a text analysis wasn't really going to give me the answer I was looking for. It taught me different things. For example, I saw that all five texts had the words the and the word and as the top two most common words. The third most common word for all five texts was the word of, except for the Quran, the third most common word was you. So that was kind of interesting, just because it tells us that the Quran probably speaks more directly to the reader than other texts, or that there's quotes where there's a lot of people talking in the Quran, where there's a back and forth. It's also interesting, I found that only the Tanakh and the Quran mention the words Lord and Allah, the Arabic word for God, in the top 10 most common words. So there was kind of some things I could pick up from the data, but I couldn't answer my question. My question was too big, and the answer was still elusive. By the end of the semester, I realized that I still wanted to know the answer to my question, and so I would continue my research into a capstone project. So to find out what I did next, listen in to episode 3. Stay tuned, this is Soja Speaks.